It's 18 months until Election Day, and both parties already are working hard to win the White House in 2004. President Bush formally has declared his intention to run for re-election, and he's beginning an intense round of political fundraisers. The White House also is feeling confident that the president will be able to sign a major piece of domestic legislation this summer that would expand the Medicare program to include prescription drugs. If that happens, it could have significant political consequences. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
How much money is the president expected to raise?
Well, he's going to raise a whole lot, and that is what is significant about this. In the next 2 weeks, he's going to raise about $20 million, which is an astounding sum when you think that all of the 9 Democrats who are running for president have raised $26 million combined in the first 3 months of this year. The president is clearly on his way to breaking his own record in 2000. He raised about $100 million then, and he could raise twice as much this year. Then the money is just one measure of the powerful position President Bush is in at the beginning of this election cycle. He's got high approval ratings, control of both houses of Congress, and a tremendous financial advantage.
A Republican president and a Republican Congress look like they're about to do something very surprising, and that is to deliver on what's been traditionally a Democratic issue, and that's Medicare.
That's right. A plan to provide Medicare prescription drug benefits already passed the Senate Finance Committee by a lopsided bipartisan vote, 16-5. And what gave it so much momentum is that President Bush gave up his insistence on the part of his plan that would have given seniors an incentive to move out of Medicare and into private insurance plans to get their drug benefits. And instead, what he did is he decided to accept the objections of Democrats and many Republicans and make Medicare drug benefits the same for seniors who stay in traditional Medicare or who opt out and go with a private health insurance plan. Now, if this passes, and the stars certainly seem aligned that it will, this very conservative president will be in the Rose Garden with Ted Kennedy at his side signing the biggest expansion of Medicare in 40 years. Now, this may make conservatives wince on the policy, but they're certainly smiling about the politics because this is an issue that's very important to older voters. Over the years, Republicans have been vulnerable to Democratic attacks on Medicare, and I think President Bush is showing that he's willing to be very flexible in order to deliver on a campaign promise, but also that he's willing to move to the center in order to take issues away from Democrats, and that's leaving Democrats frustrated and flummoxed.
What are they going to do about that?
Well, on Medicare, a lot of them in the Senate are going to vote for it and hope to make that initial $400 billion grow over time to provide more coverage. But I think on the larger political picture, Democrats are wandering in the wilderness, and it's unclear how long they're going to be there and who's going to lead them out. A lot of Democrats think the party needs to build a new intellectual infrastructure. You know, John Podesta, who was President Clinton's former chief of staff, is starting up a new think tank in September, kind of a Democratic Heritage Foundation. And the idea is to have people churning out op-ed pieces, appearing on television, taking the fight to Republicans. And right now, most of that kind of energy seems to be on the right. And, you know, conservatives spent a lot of years building that kind of infrastructure, and many Democrats feel they need to get going to do the same.
NPR's Mara Liasson.